Hi, friends, and welcome to my podcast, Socialistic Approach. This is your host, Sharon Narvaez, and I'm so happy that you are listening in today. I would like for us to open our minds to the subject of codependency. It is one that it's tough. And tough to see it in ourselves and in others, and possibly in other people that we care about. It holds a lot of self-accountability when we talk about codependency. Codependency is something that I definitely have struggled with pretty much my whole life. It's something that I've learned to recognize that I've had around me and still even do, and that I've grew up with as well. I think that there's a sense of shame when it comes to codependency, because being codependent is about being reliant on something and someone else. It's the attachment issues that are created through that codependency. It takes away our independence and the reality of our self-view. And so when we feel we are struggling with codependency, there could be a lot of denial. There can also be denial because this is our code method of receiving love and meeting what we think our needs are, and how we've been taught and have learned to meet those needs. And so we compare it to people who seem to not struggle with codependency as much, or even when it seems like they don't struggle with it at all, as individuals who are more confident or have found the answer to self-love and don't really need anyone and are detached. And we feel almost like they don't carry the burden of feelings being torn with because of the something or someone that we are relying on and we're giving those emotions to. So let's look at what codependent really means. A Journal of Mental Counseling by Carrie Springer, Thomas W. Britt, Barry R. Skankler, 1998, describes codependency has been defined as an unhealthy devotion to a relationship at the cost of one's personal and psychological needs. College subjects completed a group of questions in order to examine associations between codependency, relationship quality, and personality characteristics. And so we immediately hear defined as an unhealthy devotion. But at times what we don't want to acknowledge is that this way of being didn't just come out of anywhere. It's not that you are some broken or defective individual out of the bloom. There's so many aspects of life that mold who we are and create habits and create our way to survive and for our basic needs to be loved and seen to be met. So when I look at big contributors of psychology like Abraham Maslow, who basically had a theory of how human life evolves from our very basic but most essential needs, which are physiological, like breathing, food, water, to our highest needs, but not necessarily the most essential. But there are highest needs in the sense of being our ultimate goal, which is self-actualization. Carl Rogers had a similar study, which was the person-centered theory, which the goal of a human being was to actualize themselves to their full capacity, and how the stages of that self-actualization actually start from the very beginning, like a baby learning to walk. It doesn't matter how many times a baby falls, there is something in our humanity that drives us to always self-actualize. But there are factors around this that encourage how we are going to face the challenges of self-actualization, self-independency, self-reliance that do correlate with our issues with codependency. And this is why. Because codependency is all about relying on something else, someone else, to make us feel valid, to make us feel important, to make us feel like we are someone, to make us feel loved. And these things start from the very beginning. So looking at Carl Rogers, he had the concept of positive regard and non-positive regard. Positive regard, you know, basically is a will, a self-regard. Sorry, it's a self-regard towards others. And in this particular case, when he was studying the influence of parents, most important mothers in their relationship with their child, that the self-regard towards that child didn't depend on what they did. This molded the self-concept that this child is going to have on themselves. That no matter what they did, they're going to be loved. And this is also known as unconditional. Conditional or non-positive regard is seeking approval. Seeking the approval of parents. And eventually adults will find their own way of building that. But the root of a parent who either enables a child or neglects a child can create some of these issues. Because someone who's always being enabled lacks self-reliance, lacks trust in themselves. They're constantly dependent on what someone is going to say or do for them. When somebody's neglected, it can also create this need to do certain things that in their experience have given them a sense of nourishment and love in return. Kind of like the reward system. If we reward and recognize our children for certain things, they're going to want to do more of those things. They're going to take that as a language of love and say, if I do this and if I behave this way, then I get this. The same thing goes with children who sometimes behave bad. If that's the only time that they're getting the attention of their parent, then they're going to emphasize the behavior that's getting them some type of acknowledgement, some type of validation. And all of a sudden, that becomes their love language. And as we grow up and become adults, we start experiencing these things because we relive them. It might not be the same exact scene, but we relive these experiences with other human beings. And it continues to confirm that when I do this, I get this. But it's never long lasting, because with codependency, it's coming from a place of need and meeting our needs through someone else. And when we rely on another person who also has needs, who also has traumas, who also has unresolved issues, who may not know what they want, who is filled with so much doubt and so many also incredible things, we have to be realistic and say that's not something that you can really rely on. Because if one thing we all suffer is being human and everything that ties with that, that we're going to make mistakes, that we're going to let people down, and that we are unpredictable. When you're codependent, you're relying on something that's unpredictable. And so in the short and long term, it's going to create more heartbreak, more disappointment, and more destructive behavior. People who are over-devoted, and that's why it says an unhealthy devotion. And when we look at things like kindness, we have to be honest with ourselves where our kindness comes from. Vulnerability is such a beautiful thing. And a lot of times we want to put ourselves out there. We want to show the other person that we're willing to love. We're willing to step in. We're willing to do this, 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 and that. But with the backhand plan of hoping and wanting to get those things in return, to get needs met. Is it really truly kindness then? Sometimes acts of kindness are selfish and they come from a place of codependency and they come from a place of attachment. And listen, I've been there. But we have to come to a point where we realize, how present do I want to be with myself? How meaningful do I really want my connections to be? And as long as codependency and attachments are present, I can't truly connect with other people. Because connection is about an organic moment with someone or something else. But when we are doing it off codependency of, in reality, consciously or unconsciously, I am doing this in order to get this in return. Is that really that genuine? Are we really seeking a real connection? Or are we just trying to check off an accomplishment in our lives? I have a relationship with, I have the friends that I've always wanted. But, and I behave and act in a certain way because this is how I get my needs met. And we can spend years in relationships like that and not even know the other person because we are doing an act to receive and fill our egos at the end of the day. And the person who we hurt the most is ourselves. Besides the fact that we hurt others through those acts. How many of you guys have been in situations where you felt you gave so much in that relationship? I went over the hills for them. I flipped. I did cartwheels. I did everything. And this is how they pay me in return. And yes, sometimes we generally are there. Sometimes we are just those type of people. And people do really crappy things. That's just part of life. But when we have resentment, it is a signal of self-oppression. And it is a signal of codependency and attachment issues. Because when we build resentment, we're not living in our truth. We are holding on to the expectations that we have in our heads of the relationships we think we want. And we go into this actor mode and portray this character that's not really us, but is one that is a slave to what I can get from that situation because there's a need that needs to be met. And there has to be sympathy for that as well. There's a genuine need of love, of wanting to be cared for, wanting to be respected, wanting to be seen. Those things matter. And sometimes we feel we would do anything to get it. But codependency is a trap. And it is one that we have to continue working on in order to really identify how we view ourselves first. Here's a thought. You are always going to be with you. I'm always going to be Sharon. No matter what other people do. No matter how people treat me. I'm always going to be her. She's not going anywhere. So it is important to recognize that the only control we have is us. Life gives us very little of control. And that control is how we decide to view ourselves, how we decide to love ourselves, how we decide to work on ourselves, and how we are going in that process to treat other people. So when you are being kind, remember this. You're not going to always get it in return. And we have to be okay with that. Because acts of kindness, acts of love, of being ourselves with another person can be a way of not only measuring our progress, but measuring those who are around us. And reminding ourselves that we have a choice to pick who we have around us, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's family, whether it's friendships, that if we do acts of kindness, acts of love, and that we hope we also are love, but that we understand the difference between that and relying or expecting that if I do this, I'm surely should and I am entitled to that person being grateful for how I am with them and returning that. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. And you have a choice to make. You have to decide if that aligns with you. Because you are the only person that's going to always be with you. And that at the end of the day, my friends, is who matters. Thank you for listening. I hope that this gets our brains rolling and that we can not feel shame for codependent issues or attachment issues, but it can awaken something in our hearts and in our souls to really acknowledge that we have needs that need to be met, but they're not going to be met through these things. They're going to be met with taking the time to find ourselves, to love ourselves, and ask ourselves, what do I need in this moment? Love you, send you blessings, and until next time.